Yo, what's up? This is Dylan Lewis letting you know you're listening to Tech Webcast with Brad and John. Respect.
All right, welcome to Tech Webcast, episode 42. We've got special guest Dylan Combs. He's on. How you going, man?
I am Dylan Combs, and I'm yes. doing good. How are you?
I'm going good, mate. I'm going good. What's been going on?
I got a question. I got a question
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, man.
What's up with the new intro? I like the old one.
The new one? Oh, well, the old one. Well, I need a new one, so yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I like the.
No, I'll,
like
I'll bring it back. Intro. I'll bring it back soon. the guy that made me some intro, so I'll have to play it. So, yeah.
Yeah. If you can, ask that guy to contact me because I need some voiceovers done.
All right. Okay.
I can do voiceovers myself, yep. but why would I, you know, you don't want to do voiceovers for your own podcast.
Okay. All right. I'll email him and I'll ask him for you. And yeah. Now, what's been going on with you, mate? I see you got a new iPhone.
Yeah, I did. It's in my pocket. I was looking for it for a second. Yeah, I did end up getting the iPhone 3G. I had the original 2G, which yep. I sold on Craigslist. I got a good price for it. I got way more than what it was worth. Then I sold that thing for $240 US. And then I got the 3G for free.
Okay.
There's a guy in my chat room. His name in the chat is Xturn. He's over at RyanM.TV. And that was the biggest donations. Wow. That was the biggest donation in Dylan Combs Live history. He sent me the iPhone for free.
Oh, yeah. That's the best news ever, mate.
Yeah. And we've got new microphones are coming very soon as well.
Oh, cool. Good stuff. When do you get them?
They should be here in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Good stuff. And what's the what are the brands and the makes of them? What are the models of it?
Well, I'm just getting one right now. I'm okay. getting a Behringer 8-channel mixer. I've already ordered a couple of the microphone arms that you clamp onto a desk and they move around. Because I've got the one now that sits on the floor and I really don't like it. So the thing I don't like about that is I have to move to the mic. I have to accommodate the mic. I don't like that. The mic needs to accommodate me. So I like the stands that you can move around. So I ordered a couple of those. And I only ordered one mic for now. I got it's a Shure 85 something. It's the popular one that everyone says is great. It's the $100 Shure dynamic microphone is the one I ordered for now.
Cool.
And then when more money comes in, that's going to be the guest mic. We're going to have two. That'll be the guest mic, and then I will have a Heil PR40.
Good stuff.
That's in the works.
Sounds good.
That's the beginning of the studio overhaul that we're doing.
Okay. Good stuff. And how do you like the your iPhone, mate? Do you have got any favorite apps yet? Do you like?
I like the iPhone. I noticed it's a lot faster than the 2G, and it kind of makes me want the 3GS now. There's a lot of apps I've been using. For those of you listening that have jailbroken iPhones, I've found the best app ever. If you use Twitter and Facebook,
yep.
But you can only get it if you jailbreak. It's actually $4, and I know a lot of people are like, "Why would you pay for something on a jailbroken iPhone?" But I've covered this in shows before. Trust me, it's worth every penny of the $4. It's called QTweeter.
Okay.
What QTweeter does is any application that you're in. I mean, I could be on the web, I could be in ESPN sports updates or whatever app I want, and all I got to do is slide my finger down from the top of the screen about halfway down.
Okay.
And I'll get a window that pops up and a keyboard below it. I just type my update, hit send, and it sends it out to Twitter and Facebook.
Cool. All right, good start. All right. What's the name of that application?
QTweeter.
QTweeter. All right. I'll check that out.
The letter Q and then Tweeter. If you go into Cydia, and I think it's featured, and you can download it for free and use it for 7 days, I think it is, and then it's $4 if you want to keep it. But you can pay by PayPal, so it's real easy to do.
Okay. All right, good stuff. Now, I jailbroke my phone the other day. I'm on 3.0 now. You can actually download the custom firmware. And if you're on 3.0...
Yeah, I didn't use any custom firmware. When I got this phone, it was really weird. It was on 3.1,
mm.
and there's no steady jailbreak for Windows for 3.1 yet. And then it's like you can't downgrade to 3.0 because it's a different baseband, which makes it extremely hard to downgrade.
Okay.
I mean, I had to use so many things and look at so many tutorials on how to do it. I ended up using iTunes 8.2, iTunes 9, QuickPwn 2.2, QuickPwn 2.0, and RedSnow 0.7 and RedSnow 0.8. I had to use all that stuff just to get it downgraded and jailbroken. It took like 6 hours.
Wow. Well, it took me about 20 minutes to do mine.
Yeah, well, that's because when you did it, there was that custom firmware. When I did it, that wasn't out yet.
Okay, well, it's there now. If you want to download, if you're on 3.0.1, it will work.
Yeah, but what if you're on 3.1?
Are you on 3.1 now?
I was.
Okay. Well, if you were on 3.1, it wouldn't work.
Right. So, that's what I was saying. To downgrade from 3.1 to 3.0, you have to downgrade to 3.0 to jailbreak, unless you have a Mac.
Yep.
If you're on a Mac, there's a perfectly fine working jailbreak for 3.1, just not on Windows.
Okay. All right. Cool. Now, also, I want to mention I'm getting a Mac Mini very shortly.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not a newer one. It's an older version, but I'm going to try it out and see if I like it or not. And if I do, I will upgrade.
Which version is it? Like what processor? RAM?
Oh shit! I really can't remember what it was, but it's a 206 model.
Okay.
Yeah, about 2 years old. I think it's a G4.
It's not that old. I mean, what's it running? Is it running Tiger or Leopard or what?
Leopard. He's gonna put on Leopard, the newer one.
Okay. See, if it's an older Mac and it runs Leopard, I'll tell you right now, it's probably going to run a little bit slow.
Okay.
Because I had an iMac, G4 a long time ago. You've been watching me for a while, so you might remember the iMac G4.
I do.
Yeah, that was back when it was a Tech Guru show, and I had like the camera way back behind me. But yeah, I had Leopard on that, and that was a 988 megahertz processor, and it ran terribly slow because you have to have minimum 1 gigahertz to run Leopard. It was terribly slow, but it was still enough to realize that I like the Mac better than Windows.
Yeah, for sure. And what else you been up to, mate? I've sort of haven't got any plan for the show, but yeah.
been doing more podcasts.
Yeah.
We started a new show called Tech Fix Daily.
Cool.
Which last time I was on the show, I told you that we were considering doing that. We were planning on it.
Yep.
We've actually got that running now. We've done 6 episodes. There were some complications with recording 7 through 10 this week. So, unfortunately, there's going to be no more episodes this week. But starting this coming Monday, TechFix Daily will be back. And we're just going to start at episode 10 as to not confuse people with the numbers.
All right.
So, episode 10 will be out on Monday, and it'll be available every day for download on my site and on Podomatic for now. Or no, actually, next week it won't be. Next week we're moving to Geeks Radio for all the downloads. I'm not using Podomatic anymore.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Because the Pro is expensive. I mean, it's not that Podomatic Pro isn't worth it. It is worth it.
Mm.
But I've got to deal with Geeks Radio. I'm going to be doing a lot of special content just for them, which I can't talk too much about yet because we haven't released much information yet. But starting in the next 2 to 3 weeks, there's going to be a lot more content made by me on Geeks Radio. All I can say is interviews and exclusive shows that will only be on Geeks Radio.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Now, I'm starting another podcast called Bilster 57 Podcast. That's run by me, and that's to do with the site, bilster57.com. Episode 2 is going to be out on Saturday. And
you're doing a show just about one site?
Sort of.
Really?
Yeah, sort of.
I mean, am I misunderstanding, or are you actually doing an entire podcast about one website that's not yours?
Yeah, sort of.
Do you want to do an awesomeporn.com podcast with me?
What's that mean?
Since we're doing podcasts about one site now, let's do a podcast about a porn site. No, okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a douchebag. I just don't understand why somebody would do a podcast about one specific website. But if it works and you get listeners and it comes out well,
he just wanted me. He I asked him if he wanted to do a podcast. He said yes, and then And then he said to me, he hasn't got the time to do it. So I said, I'll do it. And he said, that's fine. So that's not really about his side. It's just about just related tech stuff and that sort of thing. And yeah, that sort of
You know what you should do with that podcast?
What's that?
It should be a Bilstow 57 and Dylan Combs podcast.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
We can try that.
No, I was just kidding. Nobody's ever done a podcast. I can't imagine anybody would ever do a podcast about me.
That would be cool, actually.
It would be kind of cool to listen to.
How would you feel about that?
If somebody wants to do a podcast about me and my content, go right ahead. I don't know what the hell you're going to say. You're probably going to run out of things to say after about 3 episodes, but have at it.
Yeah.
Just don't play any of my copyrighted content without asking first.
Yeah. Well, that happened to me yesterday. I don't know who it was, someone posted a video on a site which I didn't even know about. Which was quite...
Yeah, I've had a lot, I told you the story about why I started getting copyrights, right?
Yeah, I think you did. Oh, tell it anyway.
Well, there was a site about a year ago now. I can't even remember the name of the site, but it was a blog network. It was kind of like Locker Gnome, but designed differently. And the site had like 25 writers, and I was one of them. And I would write blog posts just for them. At the time, I wasn't copywriting anything. I was, licensing it to them. I was like, fine, do whatever you want with it, as long as you put my name in it, which they agreed to do.
Yep.
So I was doing that for about 2 to 3 months. And then the owner of the site suddenly decided, well, we're going to hire professional bloggers, and all 25 of you that aren't professional bloggers, which I was anyway, and that are just here blogging and we're not paying, which I wasn't getting paid, you're all gone. And they got rid of us all. And I said, okay, that's not that big a deal. Then I went back a few days later and saw that my content was still there. So all the posts that I had written were still there. And instead of saying posted by Dylan Combs, it said posted by the name of the site owner. I'm not going to give out any names, but he used his name instead of mine. He replaced all the blog posts by all 25 writers with his name as who wrote it instead of the people that actually wrote the articles. And I called him out on it. I said, dude, you need to delete that. That ain't right. Either put my name back on it or delete it. And he refused to do either one. He eventually just shut down the site because it failed. But ever since then, I'm like, nothing like that's ever going to happen again. So I started copywriting everything.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So now if I say, okay, put my site on your content, or put my site, wow, put my content on your site, and, people do that, that's fine if they ask. But if I ask them to take it down and they don't, now I can actually sue them.
What about a YouTube video on one of your YouTube videos on someone else's blog?
YouTube videos are fine. You put them anywhere you want. As long as you don't modify them. If you're just embedding my YouTube videos, that's fine. That's not violating anything. But once you download the video and edit it and cut parts out, then you're violating copyright laws.
Yep. All right, we're going to call John now and see if he answers on Skype. And I want to find out why he's not on this episode. That's if he answers.
He said earlier he was having a mic problem.
Yeah, I think he might be, but he shouldn't have any mic problems because he's using a good microphone.
Yeah, he's not going to answer.
Hello, John.
Holy shit, he answered.
Hello?
Hello, welcome.
Oh,
it's Echo.
Echo, put your headphones on, boy.
Yeah, I hear Echo as well from my side.
Well, put your headphones on.
Do you still hear Echo from my side?
No, I don't.
No, it's gone. Echo's gone. Welcome to Tech Webcast, John. We're recording.
Oh. Well, yeah, so, Brad, how'd this go?
Hey, John. Hey, mate. Yeah, episode, we're still recording. I had to get this done early because I need to go out this afternoon. That's why I'm doing it early. So, yeah. How is the Tech Conclave coming along, mate?
Yeah, I'm preparing for the episode 12. There I will talk about the outcome of that contest, and then a full review of what happened in September. It will be a one big segment, and it will be handled by many techers.
Wait, in September?
Yeah, last month, because there's a gap, right? Oh. That conclave was suspended. So I will have some sort of a what happened in September.
Okay. Like
just to bridge that gap.
Yeah, and you're going to start making all the videos again every week or however often, right?
Yeah, and for that segment, like, you know, what happened September, I'll be selecting, like, one tech correspondent per week. Just, you know, just, it's a very short segment. Like, they will just read the headlines of the day, of that day, you know, for that week, specific week. And I'll make it as one segment. So I don't know if you're interested, but if you do, I will send you the headlines.
I'll do it. So you're changing the format? It's not going to be like how it was before?
No, it's the same, but just this episode 12, because I just need to recall what happened, you know, in the past
oh, month. Okay. But when you get into, like, episode 13, it'll be the same way it used to be, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, if you want me to do it, I'll do it.
Okay. That's
cool. Whatever you want me to do, any videos you need for Tech Conclave, you know, I've told you before, let me know. Dead air. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here.
I thought you got disconnected or something.
So, John, what else have you been up to, mate?
Really, I'm just catching with my main job, at the same time trying to do some sidetrack and work in Tech and Play.
Cool, man.
I'm collecting headlines already to put on that, you know, that marquee that you see at the bottom of the video, you know, the headlines bar.
Okay.
I collect them one by one and, make that some sort of animation in the video.
Okay. Cool.
And I also am planning to create a thank you video as well, you know, mentioning all the names who supported who voted for that video that I joined in the...
Well, I hope you have a list.
Yeah, I have a list.
name the names out. Name them out.
Well, I don't know if I can read them one by one.
Just a few.
Any names there?
Just a few.
But, yeah, I will mention the significant ones, really made an effort, like significant effort. But all the names voted, as far as my knowledge is concerned, they will be posted in the episode.
All right, cool. So is it a long list? Yeah.
Sort of, but it's not. So that's why I don't want to read them all.
Okay.
It's quite a long one, and it's, you know, they're coming from anywhere in the world, so.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
As long as you don't forget me and Dylan, that's all.
Oh, Dylan is there? I can't forget him. I can't.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know I promoted you, and I think that got at least a few hundred responses.
I think you did.
Yeah, but you—it's not that. I'm not thanking you because you did it. It's the time you spent, you know, for making that video and, you know, your thoughts. It's not actually so even if that video just only had like 10 views or something, it's still a good, a very.
I can't believe this is a podcast. So John.
What'd you say, Brad?
I said, I can't believe this is a podcast. So, John...
I can try to save it. Do you want me to save it?
No, I'm still recording. It's all good. I just said
it needs to be rescued. We need to talk about some technology.
Yeah, technology. Go ahead, mate. Go ahead. Let's talk technology.
Okay, did you hear about McAfee's new backup service?
No, not really.
No,
okay. Are you familiar with the online backup services like Carbonite and all those?
I heard of not that deep.
Yeah, I'm the same as John.
Okay. Well, basically, everybody knows McAfee as the antivirus and, you know, the one of the worst antiviruses, by the way. Norton and McAfee. Don't ever, ever, ever buy either one of them except for their backup service. McAfee's backup service is actually pretty good. What this does is it, for $60 a year... It installs a small client on your computer, and then you tell the software what you want to back up. And what it does is it uploads your files you want to back up in all your folders. It uploads them all to McAfee's servers up in the cloud, and then it makes backups of the backup. It's 128-bit SSL secured for transfers, so it's not going to be, you know, hijacked along the way and Nobody's going to see that information. There's no way any of that kind of thing is going to happen. And they're actually offering unlimited storage. And this is really good. If you don't have a backup, you need to back up. And one of my sponsors, Carbonite, offers the same service. It's a little bit cheaper. It's $50 a year. But I'm talking about McAfee, not Carbonite. But with McAfee's online backup, they're one of very few. As far as I know, Carbonite is the only other one that offers unlimited storage space. So if you've got 15 terabytes of data that you want to back up, it's the same price as if you have 100 megabytes.
Cool.
Which is really nice. Unlimited backup, $60 a year with new McAfee's online backup services. The only complaint I have about it is I downloaded it and I wanted to try it. And in the configuration window, there's too much complicated stuff. It's not user-friendly like Carbonite is. This gets a little bit more complicated. There's at least 20 checkboxes with different options that you can enable or disable. It gets kind of complicated for those that aren't used to this stuff.
All right. Sounds good, mate.
Yeah.
Sounds good. What else?
But if you guys want to try Carbonite, if you want to save $10, actually, if you want to save more than that, you can head on over to carbonite.com, buy your 1-year subscription. When you check out, use the promo code Dylan with the number 1. Use Dylan1, and you will get an additional 2 months free on your Carbonite subscription.
Sounds good, mate. All right, we'll have to check that out.
Definitely.
John, you got any news stories you want to talk about?
Well, I don't have many news stories on my side, but I just heard about that Hotmail phishing attack.
Oh, yeah, what happened there, mate? I never heard. That's new to me. What happened there?
I think it's not just Hotmail. I think Gmail was also affected as well as I think Yahoo as well.
Oh, really?
Not sure.
That's not good.
Yeah. Hundreds of, hundreds of accounts were, posted online with their password, something.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think Hotmail made a force change to the passwords.
Cool.
It's just unthinkable, these large free email websites. We are expecting them to be very secure because they are made by such big companies. So.
Next couple of weeks, we're going to have Scott from Computer Ability on. He's going to come on. He's supposed to come on today, but I'm sort of running low on my internet usage, so that's why I had to put that on hold. So he'll be on probably in about a week to 2 weeks.
Those goddamn bandwidth caps.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you hate them?
I know, I hate them.
How much? How many gigabytes do you get a month?
80 gig.
80 gigs. Okay. I heard about, there was somebody in Australia I was talking to, and where they live in Australia, the standard internet package is 280 megabytes per month.
Wow.
280 megabytes per month. And I mean, at this point, they can't even do updates. Like, it's becoming a security problem. And this was actually a news story on one of the news sites. I don't have it up in front of me. I can't remember where it came from. But these extremely low bandwidth caps have actually become security risks in Australia, because when you have 280 megabytes of bandwidth per month and you have to use 200 megabytes of it for Windows updates, you're not going to do your Windows updates. You're going to turn it off because that uses all your bandwidth. And then there's no point to even have the computer at all because you have no bandwidth left.
Exactly right.
So people are just turning off their Windows updates, and that's causing a lot of security problems. People are getting hacked. The viruses are spreading. The botnet numbers in Australia have skyrocketed because of this. It's terrible. I don't understand why they're putting such low bandwidth caps. I mean, 80 gig bandwidth caps, okay, I can understand. They're greedy. They want to make money. It's still not good. But when you get down into the megabytes per month, that's just not right. I mean,
that's not right.
I don't even want to go into that, because every time I go into a bandwidth cap argument, it lasts for 20 minutes and I just rant constantly. It's terrible. It's, here I don't have a bandwidth cap, and it's like, I read this and I'm thinking 250 megabytes in a month. I use that in less than an hour.
Wow.
I probably use 250 megabytes in 45 minutes.
Wow. So are you on unlimited internet, are you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
There's only one company in America, and that's Comcast, that puts a bandwidth cap for everybody. It's one plan. You pay, I think it's like $30 or $40 a month, and you get 250 gigs of bandwidth a month.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
That's the only one. Every other, all the rest of them that provide internet to the home, high-speed internet to the home, are always unlimited.
So next week we're going to have another guest on. Me and John, we're going to be talking to someone about Xbox 360 stuff and also whatever that comes along. So that's about it, Dylan. This has been episode...
I got one more for you.
Oh, go on, mate. Sorry.
I had one more tech news story. If you want to put a little bit more in.
Yeah, go on, mate. It's cool.
This is actually the coolest one I've seen all week. This is actually from late last week, but a lot of people probably still haven't heard about it. Did you hear about the Apple advertisements that were leaked?
No, not really.
No.
Well, and there was some advertisements. They were Google AdSense ads. They were on the Google search pages in the Netherlands. Now, keep in mind, Apple has not officially announced any new MacBooks or new iMac designs or anything just yet. But in the Netherlands, there was some advertisements that were quickly taken down. They were only up for like a couple of hours, and then they were taken down right away. And in English, they translated to, one of them translated to, Apple's newest MacBook, thinner, lighter, and faster, free delivery, order today, which means new MacBooks. And there actually is a rumor going around that the new or the older style white MacBook, the plastic one, is going to drop in price. And the prices on these ads, converted to U.S., would be about $800 instead of $1,000 for a MacBook here. There was two more. There was one for the iMac, and it said in English, or translated English from Dutch, the brand new iMac, ultra-thin 20-inch and 24-inch models from only $1099, which is around $1,399 U.S., I believe. So that's also cheaper, and that means they're going to get thinner. And the third one, I believe, the last one was for the Mac Mini. It said Apple's new Mac Mini, faster and more affordable than ever from only $499, which is about $549 to $600 U.S., which is still a little bit cheaper than the Mac Minis are now.
Mm. Okay.
The only thing that Apple, or not even Apple announced, but what everybody's saying is we're going to see, at least here in the U.S. and hopefully everywhere in the world, we're going to see the cheapest MacBook in Apple history. Right now, the cheapest one is $1,000 for the white MacBook here.
Okay.
And if they go any lower than that, it will be the cheapest MacBook in Apple history.
Is this going to be like the MacBook Pro?
No, this is for the white plastic MacBook.
Okay. Oh, well, see what happens with that.
I like.
Yeah,
it
hopefully that comes out. I'd like to get one. If they become more affordable, I might actually get a Mac Mini. So, Brad, if you buy that Mac Mini,
I already bought it.
Oh, you already bought it?
Well, I sort of have. I gave him deposit for it. It's a second hand. It's not new. It's second hand. So, I know him. I've met him. I've known him in the IRC. Chris Hayes. Shout out to Chris Hayes. Yeah. Go. What were you gonna say?
Well, I was going to say, if you're thinking about buying a new Mac at all, and anybody listening, if you're thinking about buying, and this goes for PC too, if you're thinking about buying a Mac right now, just wait a few weeks until right after Windows 7 comes out, or possibly right before, because there's most likely going to be a newer design, so don't go and waste your money now if they're going to be cheaper. Mm. The other thing is with Windows computers, everybody knows this, but just as a reminder, do not go out and buy a Windows computer right now. Wait until October 22nd. It's only a couple of weeks, and Windows 7 comes out. They're going to be the same price. There's no price differences with that. But just I hear from people all the time, you know, I get emails, hey, I'm going to go buy a new computer this week. What do you recommend? And I say, I recommend absolutely nothing until Windows 7 comes out. Don't waste your money. Wait for Windows 7.
Mm. And when does Windows 7 come out?
October 22nd.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm buying it. I already have it. Oh, you already have it? Okay.
I already have it. MSDN.
Cool. Okay. Cool.
MSDN for the win. I don't have it installed, but I have it. So.
Cool. Okay. And John, what have you been up to, mate? What's
Well, yeah, just updated a couple of things there on the website I can play just to prepare, you know, for the comeback next week.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll be promoting that.
Yeah, same. Yeah, you'll be on this show next week, won't you, John? You'll be on next week.
Yeah,
next week.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm actually working it right now.
Same time, same day. But you'll be same time next week. Yeah. So, yeah. That's about it. Dylan, do you want to say anything else, mate? Before we leave,
that's about it. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/DylanCombs, DylanCombs.
Okay, and John, what's your Twitter address, mate? I see your Twitter address, your Twitter has come back.
Yeah, my personal Twitter is now active.
Yep.
After months of being suspended, because someone hacked it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, so it sucks. So I'm using it now, but to people who listen to this podcast, just follow Tech Conclave's Twitter account. It's www.twitter.com/TechConclave.
And also twitter.com/TechWebcast. And also twitter.com/Bills57Podcast. And Dylan doesn't know why I do a podcast about a website. I found that quite funny.
I don't. I don't understand the concept about that. That's like me doing a website about like redtube.com. It wouldn't work. It doesn't matter what the site is. I could sit here and do a... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a podcast about techwebcast.com.
Okay, you can do that. It's
actually
.info.
It would fail. okay, it's .info.
Yeah.
I apologize. Yeah, I get Tech Conclave and Tech Webcast web addresses confused. One's a .info, one's a .com. What? Yep. Brad, if you don't get a .com in the next month, I'm buying you one.
Yeah, Gary, you can buy me one. Oh, actually, I might get one actually soon.
Get a .com. If you don't have one in a month, I'm gonna give you one. All right.
All right, mate. Cool. I'll try and get one. I want to get one, but I want to change my blog address too, from .org to .com or something. Because I don't want that name. .org's for a business.
Brad's blog.org seems like it seems like a premium domain. Like it would be kind of hard to get. I really wouldn't let that go if I were you.
Oh, really?
Because think about how many people are named Brad around the world, and blog. So they're thinking the name of their blog is Brad's blog.
Mm.
You have bradsblog.org. Mm. .org is a premium extension. It's like .com or .net, .org, or .tv. It's not one of those, you know, ones you never hear about, like .co.cc or, you know, any of those. It's actually a very good domain name. Even if you don't use it, don't delete it. Just keep the registration. Even if you change your blog address, keep the domain. It might be worth something sometime.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. Thanks for the information. All right, that's about it. Thanks for coming on, Dylan. And John, thanks for coming on in between the half of this show. Yep. And hopefully you'll be on next week, John, on this show. Yep. Yes or no?
Yes, I'll go around.
Yes. Go around.
Yeah.
He'll be on. All right, guys.
He'll be on. Yeah, he'll be on. All right, okay, here's another intro that Dylan Lewis made for us. And thanks for coming on, guys. This has been episode 42, and hello to all the chatters, and yes, this is live.
Yo, what's up? This is Dylan Lewis letting you know you're listening to Tech Webcast with Brad and John. Respect. Yo, what's up? This is Dylan Lewis letting you know you're listening to Tech Webcast with Brad and John. Respect.